WGXC is a listener-supported community radio station, and it is also a new platform for presenting innovative experimental works on the air. Tune in, WGXC 90.7 FM, Agra, Hudson, Catskill, and points beyond. Listen to special programs of performance, words, sounds, and other rare and delicious items. Transmitting the arts all day every Saturday, and weekdays after midnight. Here is there.
You are listening to Human Machine, a program that airs each Saturday on WGXC 90.7 FM. Research in various scientific fields examine a speculative next stage in human evolution. Many predict an imminent human transformation based on increasing computer processing speed and manufacture, which will merge technological and human architectures. In this series, we will present projects and research about the horizons of the human machine. The program alternates weekly between Jeremy Kelly's curation of machine systems influence composers and Maximilian Goldfarb's assembly of materials to depict the convergence of humans and technology. Episodes will be thematically arranged to cover topics such as autonomous vehicles, medicine, sexual relations, space and habitation, nanotechnology, slavery, warfare, labor, bioresearch, prosthetics and agriculture, all areas examined in relation to our subject of human-machine advancement.
Thank you. Images like these were shown in 1991 of the Gulf War. Images taken from the air, the crosshairs in the center. And images from the missile heads. From cameras hurtling towards their targets. A punch machine from the mechanical age. From the electronic age, a guided missile. There must be a connection between production and destruction. The music comes with the publicity footage for the Taurus missile. Model ships glued to a conveyor belt. A simulator to practice bombing from Germany, 1943.
Siehst du was? Luftraum frei. Oh, geht man hier im Kampf rum?
Hier haben wir ein Beispiel für ein hochauflösendes Satellitenbild. Das ist ein panchromatisches Bild mit 1 Meter Auflösung und zeigt hier den Bereich des Flughafens von Dubai. Das sind ganz wichtige Elemente hier sowohl für zivile als auch militärische Anwendungen hier, dass man die genaue Lage und Anordnung hier von Flugplätzen kennt.
Nun beginnt der Übergang vom freundlichen Gebiet in den militärischen Tiefflug.
Ja, es geht darum, dass man anfliegende Flugkörper und Flugzeuge detektiert, und zwar passiv mit Infrarotsensoren. Die Anforderung ist eben, dass das eigentlich nichts Falsches detektiert, nichts Falsches erkennt. Denn es dürfen einfach nicht zu viele Alarme entstehen. Sonst ist diese ganze Anwendung verfehlt oder sonst ist einfach das Ziel verfehlt. Man kann sich vorstellen, dass das kann so sein, dass man sagt, es nur einmal pro Tag darf es sich einen Falschalarm erlauben.
Okay, ich gebe im Nebenkampf rum.
Luftfahrzeug auf 8 Uhr.
Gesehen. Plus 1 plus 1, rot auf 7. Okay.
Ziel erfasst.
Jetzt Zielchen, Waffe aktivieren. Feuer.
In dieser Situation habe ich über elektronischen Datenlink eine Bedrohungswarnung erhalten und das System empfiehlt mir eine Umplanung, die ich hiermit aktiviere. Gleichzeitig werde ich bereits von der ersten Missile angegriffen. Leite entsprechende Gegenmaßnahmen ein.
Battlefields out of the computer. These shots from the air serve primarily to check that the missile is functioning. Did the bomb hit its target? The plan become reality? Guided missiles could be found as long ago as the Second World War. Projectiles whose path could be directed from an escort plane. Or which adjusted their route themselves. Distance weapons. The aim is to remain at a distance from an opponent, to avoid enemy fire. The opposite to a suicide attack. A test firing at Peenemünde. The target, a whitewashed barn. In a rolling mill, the production is monitored using a camera. Distance from the steel's heat and the noise of the rollers. These images from the rolling mill are not intended to entertain or inform. They are information, and not really images. If they possess a beauty, it is not one which has been intended and calculated. The X-ray camera captures what no worker's eye could see, and image processing makes it visible. Cracks and other faults in the material. At first, the camera imitates the human eye, but quickly outstrips its model. Industry is abolishing work done by hand and by eyes. Again, the robots use the worker's hand as a model, but quickly leave the model far behind.
The camera on the robot's arm records parts for computer-assisted analysis. Initially, a gradient technique is applied to the grayscale image to generate lines from an edge trace of the parts. The computer then traces these edges and splits them up into simple geometrical shapes, such as straight lines, arcs, and corners. Typical features are then selected and compared with the stored model. In this way, the workpiece is identified and its position located.
As long ago as 1942 in Germany, a bomb was equipped with a television camera. The images from the missile head were transmitted to an escort plane. Television transmission allows you to approach the target visually whilst keeping a spatial distance. At the time, there was no way of recording television images electronically. These images were taken by filming the monitor. The development of the television bomb, and in particular the reduction in camera size, may well have boosted the development of the television industry. The HS-293D television bomb never saw action during the Second World War. The footage is from a test flight. Automobile production. Temporary storage of cylinder heads. Camera and image processing are used to determine where the load shall be deposited. No human involvement.
Der letzte Mann verlässt den Startplatz. Noch steht das Gerät gefesselt, sprungfrei auf dem Schutz. Die Zeit läuft. Noch 10 Sekunden. Rohr anlassen. Teillass. Volllass. Die Zeit läuft ab. Achtung. Abschuss. Unbemannt, sich selbst steuern, zieht die Fernbombe ihren Weg und führt unbeirrt und unbeeinflussbar ihren Auftrag durch.
In the words of the soldier's song, not every bullet finds its mark. A missile which corrects its own course carries the threat of infallibility.
Die schematische Darstellung zeigt nochmals den Flugbahnverlauf vom Abschuss bis zum Einschlag. Mit einer Abgangs-
These words and images are from a training film about the V-1. The film is to prepare the crews and not meant as propaganda. Nonetheless, we are shown a moving sea with sparkling waves. In the middle of the war, an effort is made to show smoke coming from a burning ship.
Und die Korvette ist so weit beschädigt, dass sie ihre Aufgaben nicht mehr wahrnehmen kann.
Nach 10 Minuten hat das Gerät seine Höchstgeschwindigkeit erreicht.
Again and again, training films present evocative, magical moments. If one considers the connection between production and warfare, then the atom bomb must belong to the industrial age. Maximum energy, maximum effect. Before being abolished, the machine worker's task is simplified and accelerated.
The complexity of the processes often required in industrial assembly means that in many applications we cannot dispense with the sensory capabilities of human beings. This workpiece is being sorted via the sense of touch. The eye locates the exact insertion position. But international competition leads to increasing demands on productivity and quality.
Because of their ability to coordinate hands and eyes, the need for human workers to attend machines continued for a long time.
The Octomat system brings haphazardly arranged parts into the required position. It does this by comparing their shape and position with programmed patterns. Unidentified parts are blown away by an air jet. By changing the program, any desired positions or shapes can be recognized.
Also this is the test gelände. Ja, da waren eben verschiedene Minensperren verlegt worden.
Der war zu einer Zeit, wo auch wirklich das Gras sehr hoch war. Das war also Juli. Nicht damit das alles kahl war und man liegt da wie so auf dem Präsentierteller.
So, das zeigt, wo jetzt in einem Lauf geflogen werden sollte.
Und die Aufgabe war, fliegt von zum Beispiel von A nach B. Und sagt, was ihr, wenn ihr von dahin fliegt, was ihr dann unter euch, ob ihr da was gefunden habt oder nicht.
Hier zeigen wir jetzt die Modelle, die verschiedenen Modelle, die in die Bildverarbeitung eingehen, die die Bildverarbeitung definieren.
Der erste Schritt ist überhaupt rund.
Etwas Rundes, ja. Wenn man mehrere solche Kandidaten finden würde, dann sollten die in einer Reihe liegen.
Und hinterher haben wir gesagt, eine Sperre ist dadurch, dass viele Objekte mit den gleichen Merkmalen angehäuft sind. Und es soll eben später auch so sein, dass er oben schon an Bord in Echtzeit, wenn also eine Kolonne fährt und er vor einer Kolonne wegfliegt, ein Hubschrauber, der dann nicht das Problem hat, dass er nicht wenden kann oder so, dass der vorwegflug für eine Kolonne über eine Straße fliegt und zum Beispiel hinterher sagt, Leute, die Straße ist minenfrei, ihr könnt in Hilfstransport fliegen, als Beispiel.
Fahren, ja.
Ja, fahren.
Recognizing and tracking objects in the field is much more difficult than in a factory. A factory is a controlled space with stable light conditions and a regulated order. The The location systems will have to be improved, or the entire world brought into line with factory conditions. In this simulation, cars are being assembled by a group of robots. In the reality of production, a few workers are still needed to supply the machines. Not so much because of their special capability, more likely because there's no room for another robot.
The missile is launched in the direction of the target and accelerates to supersonic speed. At a predetermined distance from the target, signals are transmitted from the director to put the missile into its terminal dive. The missile search radar is turned on and scans the target area. The signals from the missile search radar are relayed to the director. There, the detailed radar picture appears at the terminal guidance control station. The operators adjust crosshairs on the target, and guidance commands are automatically transmitted to the missile. As the missile approaches the target, the display magnifies as though the operators themselves were in the nose of the missile. Use of the radar scanning link principle has provided a guidance system incorporating the desirable elements of human judgment and perception, which make it possible for Rascal to be guided accurately into the target from a distance of 100 miles.
Even then, images from the perspective of approach, from cameras hurtling towards target. In 1991, during the war against Iraq, the USA published many such images, so that warfare and war reporting became one. These images, taken from the air and with the crosshairs at the center, are operational images made to check the missile's functioning, not the kind of war propaganda one expects. The scene of battle appears as devoid of people as the automated production plants. The guidance head of a missile with a mobile camera eye. A similar camera with a swiveling prism used in car production, seen here in the final check of motors. Images like these are not made to report anything of the production process. They are part of the process. Operational images like these should open up a different view on the world, a part of which they show. They belong to a category set apart from images meant to entertain, to inform, to sell. And the difference should be as great as between a pack horse and a saddle horse. The guidance head of a missile. The guidance head has stored the data of a particular area and compares it with the appearance of the terrain it is flying over. In the same way as this, navigational support for a helicopter has stored the layout of electricity pylons and is comparing this with current images. This navigation system has stored the street map of a particular area and uses the plan to locate the course of the curbstones. It finds other points of recognition, poles and road signs. Test instructions for autonomous vehicles. Autonomy. Robots which can read signs on doors and find their destination on their own. Robots which have stored a model of their operational space for planning and orientation. In this representation, the target shape is yellow. The shape recognized in the aerial image is blue. Bridges are particularly clear path signs. This bridge is being scanned by a laser. The building is read into the computer line by line and made available as a three-dimensional model. A production item is sintered from granulate. The granulate is a mixture of polymer and metal deposited layer by layer and sintered out line by line. The polymer evaporates, leaving the metal behind. This actual operation is similar to the symbolic one on the computer. Here granules are calculated and there pixels. Production close to the computer. Most production is still far removed from computers and based on experience from craft and industrial history. To fit in with digital methods, it has to be painstakingly adapted, translated into digital form.
Der Vorgang am realen Objekt. Das Sensorsystem ermittelt in Sekundenbruchteilen die veränderte Position bzw. Drehlage der Schraube und führt den Roboterarm gezielt zum Greifpunkt.
It is no great leap to reach the conclusion that destruction by detonation is not close to the computer either. Bridges are particularly clear path signs. Path signs or targets. Music from a promotional film.
The bridge was destroyed by a single LGB mission after many conventional sorties failed and several aircraft were lost. This is one approach to aerial bombing. It's effective, but it's also incredibly expensive both in terms of money and in personnel. Experience has demonstrated that it requires 200 bombs to destroy a target. With computers, this number can be reduced to 40. And with Payway, the laser-guided bomb, it's one. That's right. With Payway, it's one bomb, one target.
A promotional film making the economic argument that it is cheaper to attack using guided missiles than using vast tonnage. Against large numbers, an argument from post-industrial production, from the electronic age. The green lines show attempted access by the image processor. A line is discovered and accentuated so as to check whether it accords with a stored shape. Green lines like scratch marks, traces of an abortive attempt. This application shows the way an aircraft silhouette slides across the field of view until it is matched to the search object. The silhouette operates like a preconceived notion seeking to be matched with reality. Operational images. The working of their perception is made visible. The act of cognition, recognition, tracking. The camera eyes are turned towards the most undistinguished subjects, otherwise thought hardly worth reproducing. Edges are marked. Light and shade values measured and calculated. Moving objects are made out against the background and marked in frames. The guidance lines show what is meant to be read from each picture, and at the same time that the rest should be seen as unimportant. A denial with a counter effect. The missile in this simulated flight is practicing navigation using a synthetic landscape image. In these images, villages and traffic can be made out. These synthetic images have been purged of anything which could be a direct clue to human life. Fields, roads, villages, all have been reduced to a symbolic level. The images we were allowed to see of the war against Iraq were devoid of people and showed attacks on military targets. And on civilian bridges, also shown as devoid of people. There is testimony that images from the Gulf War showing people inside the target area do exist, but it cannot be proved. Such images are militarily produced and controlled in a similar way. War in the electronic age presents itself as being an event free of people. It takes no account of people, though they may still be involved. This simulation shows a missile approaching an aircraft. If approached by a missile, the fighter's crew attempt to evade fire by releasing flares. The glowing flares are meant to attract the missile's guidance head and divert it from its target.
Ich habe selber keine vernünftigen Waffen an Bord. Muss also versuchen, über Ausweichbewegungen seine Schusslösung zu vermeiden. Gehe in sogenannte Weave Turns und versuche nebenbei optische Gegenmaßnahmen, sprich Flares, einzuleiten.
In this case, a diversionary maneuver has failed. The crosshairs attach themselves to a flare for but a moment, then jump back to the aircraft.
Der Gegner befindet sich immer noch hinter mir. Entfernung nicht bekannt. Die Anzahl der Flares, die an Bord waren, sind nahezu aufgebraucht. Ich bin abgeschossen worden, konnte also durch meine defensiven Maßnahmen den Flugkörperverschuss und den Treffer nicht verhindern.
Der Operator startet den Flugkörper und automatisch werden interne Tests durchgeführt und der Flugkörper fliegt automatisch auf seinen vorgeplanten Flugweg los. Während der Flugzeit kann der Operator mit der in der Spitze eingebauten Infrarotkamera, die frei beweglich montiert ist, das überflogene Gebiet beobachten und gegebenenfalls andere Ziele zu entdecken. Gleichzeitig hat der Operator Informationen über den Flugweg eingeblendet, somit er, dass er die komplette Kontrolle über diesen Flugweg auch hat.
Kreuzung rechts abbiegen.
In dem Fall macht es Sinn, den Flugweg aus nördlicher Richtung zu dem Zielgebiet zu führen. Und der Panzer ist zerstört.
What are these maneuvers for? There is this connection between production and destruction. War as promoter of technological development. The Second World War gave the impulse which led to development of computers, jet planes, short wave broadcasting, stereo sound, and more besides. Will the next developments depend on there being a next war, or will computer battlefields be enough? Another connection. Manual work is being abolished here and at the same time being displaced to poorer countries. Today, wars too are more likely to take place in poorer countries than in rich ones. The rich countries' highly developed weapons no longer find an enemy who is their equal.
Thank you. Interpol and Deutsche Bank, FBI and Scotland Yard. Interpol and Deutsche Bank, FBI and Scotland Yard.
Time, travel, communication, entertainment. Time, travel, communication, entertainment.
Computer.
Been listening to the program Human Machine on WGXC. Listen on Saturday mornings to subsequent episodes where we continue our conversation on the nature of being in an age of human machine evolution.